G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 744 of the Transmove podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have a question for the show, jump on through to the website, trendsmove.com, or send me through an email, tim@trendsmove.com. Now, Lionel Sanders. This would have to be the first time in a long, long time that I'm actually keen to see what happens with the changes he's doing. I feel it's the first time in a long time that we're seeing him train and prepare and do things right. I feel like just about every single person who watches his YouTube channel feels like they can coach Lionel better than Lionel can coach Lionel. But I've got to say, he's been saying and he appears to be doing a lot of the stuff right. And you think to yourself, mate, if only you were just doing this crap half a dozen years ago, who knows what you may have achieved. And, he's got a resume that most pros would only dream of having. And he's also got, I would assume it would be either him or Lucy Charles that would have the most popular YouTube channels in the sport. But yeah, from the little things, from his aero testing through to increasing of run volume, increasing training volume, through to not doing all his runs in carbon shoes, which I'm surprised how many people do that. It baffles me that which on a side note of running training in racing shoes, if you're doing run tests, so let's say you're going to do a run time trial, let's say you're going to go out and do a 10k run time trial, or you're going to do whatever test you're going to do, don't use the carbon shoes if you're not training in those all the time. Use your normal running shoes. Don't use your carbon shoes for most of your running training sessions. I've had my Alpha Flies for a long time. I pull them out for one, maybe two runs leading into a race. I wear them for race day. They get put back into the bag they come with, and they just get put back into the shelf and kept good. Before my Alpha Flies, I had I've still got them, but still look beautiful condition. My on racing flats, these are, I was racing them, and they're just almost like a barefoot shoe, really. But I would, I'd just look after race shoes and train in normal shoes. But anyway, I'm keen to see what happens with how Lionel progresses through this year. And at this stage, I would be shocked if he's not on the podium at Kona if he continues and doesn't just go, oh, I've had enough, I'm changing absolutely everything like I do. Because he goes through these periods every 6 months. At the latest, he changes absolutely everything and goes into a different direction. And you think, oh, what are you doing? I had hoped when he was being coached by Mikel Edom, things might have panned out a lot better than what they did. But anyway. Yeah, today's question comes from Astrid, who I coach. And if you want to help support the show, you don't need to do much at all except for come up with training, racing, and nutrition questions. You send those questions through to tim@trainsmith.com. Astrid, right. The last couple of years, I've been getting sick with colds parallel with two increases of training volume and intensity. I've caught colds more frequently and gotten more sick from them compared to earlier. My training's going very well. I'm injury-free, and I'm really enjoying the sessions you put up for me in my daily training plan. My only problem seems to be that there are these rounds of illness and forces me to slow down and take a rest about not easy for me to read. Take a rest for about a week each time. I try to get 7 to 8 hours sleep every night and I eat healthy. I would love to hear your thoughts about whether I just have been unlucky so far in 2024 now with my third round of cold, or if a weakened immune system simply is part of increased training loads and something to expect. So there's a bit here and let's get through it. So Astrid lives in Lillehammer in Norway, and there's a show there. Lillehammer was created a few solid years ago with the Sil from Sopranos, and it's basically the same character with a different name, and he's running from the mob. But it's a good show, solid show. But Astrid's skis a lot, hangs around snow. It's cold, so you're already fighting against that side of things. But to answer your last part of the question, is it normal? No, it's definitely not in normal. It can training volume, training intensity can have a negative impact on your immune system. But if increased smartly, it shouldn't have a negative impact. But a couple of things come to mind. The first thing is, number one, I would be going to a doctor and getting full blood tests done, making sure you're not short of anything. Whether you need to be taking more vitamin D or B12 or iron, whatever. Get the full blood test done from your doctor. They can just double check everything, and then I would start working on better gut health. For instance, you eat healthy, so that's a huge plus. But I'd be also maybe considering taking a probiotic. Just trying to improve gut health, because that will also helps improve your immune system. And then when you start feeling sick, you have to cut all intensity out of training instantly. The moment we start feeling a little bit run down, a little bit sick, cut all intensity down, and you're just keeping really simple, easy volumes. Sometimes, and never be afraid to do it, complete rest. Rest is king. And as you're starting to feel better, you can start adding some easy volume into it. And the goal is not to do too much too soon. Once you're coming out of that, before you start adding intensity, before you start, you've got on top of that, you probably shouldn't go, playing in the snow, for instance, until you're just about 100% healthy again, 100% feeling better. The moment, just to limit the risks of getting knocked back down on your backside, for a better way of putting it. And then even with swimming, so always tell athletes that are coming back from colds, especially if they have an outdoor pool or so, if you're going to jump into the, if you're going to go swimming, is it going to have a negative impact on your recovery from this illness? Is it going to have a negative impact on days coming up or sessions coming up? So you've got to constantly ask those questions as you're coming out of an illness. But I would be, a huge focus would be directed to just of improving your immune system first and foremost. You're trying to keep away from anyone that's sick, and hand sanitizing your hands a lot. But to take away those little things, I'd be looking more towards full blood test from the doctor to make sure you get everything just double checked there. And they'll be able to tell you if you're short of anything, if you're good or whatever. And then start really focusing on improving good gut health, especially if you get an illness, for instance, and the doctor gives you antibiotics, it could take you months and months to replace the to improve your gut bio, the gut biotics, to improve that. Just that takes months, and so you've got that weakened immune system there. So I would be focusing on good gut health, improve it, and then checking with the doctor with blood tests, and going from that point. That would be my starting point, and that'd be my recommendations at the moment. I hope that helps, kind of. If you guys have any other questions, training, racing, nutrition, send them on through to tim@trainsmooth.com. Until next episode, hooroo.